Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text this morning is written in 1 John chapter 1, beginning with the first verse. And I invite you to please rise for the reading of the sermon text. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So far, our sermon text. Let us pray. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. After the resurrection, it was hard for the disciples to believe that Jesus wasn't a ghost. Jesus wasn't a spirit or ghost, however, but he appeared to them with a physical body. This morning, we heard that Jesus ate in front of his disciples after he appeared to them. Ghosts don't eat. By eating, Jesus demonstrated that he was truly, physically present. After proving that he wasn't a ghost, Jesus drew attention to his word in order to prepare his disciples for his ascension. Christ emphasized the importance of his word. He knew that in a little over a month, he would no longer be present in the same way. He would then continue to bless them and be present with them through the written and inspired word of God. John's first letter also moves from the physical observation of Jesus to the word. John explains that Jesus wasn't a ghost. During Christ's earthly ministry, they heard Jesus and saw him. They saw Jesus perform amazing miracles and even walk on the water. After the resurrection, they got to touch the marks on his hands and his side. They were eyewitnesses. What the disciples saw and experienced show that Jesus isn't an ordinary human. He's true God, the second person of the Trinity. He's both true God and true man in one person. John explains that what we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you. Today, Christ isn't present visibly in the same way he was with the disciples, but we still know where to find him. Jesus is where his word is. This morning, John tells us that the word reveals our resurrected Lord. The word brings us from darkness into light. And it is also the word that keeps us in fellowship with Christ and the church. The word addresses our sinful hearts. It reveals that we are by nature sinful and unclean. Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. Their sin brought darkness and death into the world. Sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin. And so death spread to all men because all sinned. Sin is a spiritual darkness in which we are unable to save ourselves. It is a darkness in which we are so selfish, we are unable to love God and each other. It is a darkness that is so dense and prevalent that no one is exempt. All have sinned. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. To hammer this point in even farther and more clearly, John writes, "If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." To say that we don't sin is to say that God's word isn't true. We sin constantly, every day. We can see this in our thoughts and actions. We might enjoy gossiping about others behind their backs. No human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. Our words hurt others. It might be the passing comment to your spouse. It could be the words we use to describe others we don't like. It could be the way that we talk about God or use his holy name. We're all horrible sinners. We're worthy of punishment in hell. If we say otherwise, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. The word reveals our darkness. The sinful nature is darkness, but God is light. The word proclaims that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Our human reason can't fully understand what God's light is or what it means. He is true light. He is holiness and perfection. He is love and life. There's no darkness in him at all. Jesus says to those living in the darkness of sin, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Christ is your light. He lived a life free of sin in your place. He avoided the darkness. He was perfect in every way. Upon the cross, he bore the darkness of your sin. He bore not only your sin, but the darkness of the entire world. He took your deserved punishment. Through his sacrificial death, God the Father has declared that you're forgiven. Your sins are truly forgiven. He is truly the propitiation, which is an act whereby another's anger is appeased for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. As true God, Christ's death didn't hold him captive. He rose again. He's alive. The resurrected Lord is now your advocate. He intercedes before the Father for you. Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who was at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Even though we were dead in sin, the Word brings us into Christ's light. The Holy Spirit created faith in you. He did this through the Word. You now believe in Christ. You believe that he's both true God and true man in one person. He is your Savior. The Word declares this. The Word reveals the resurrected Lord to you. The Word also keeps us in fellowship with Christ and the church. Our resurrected Lord is present wherever his Word is. We gather around him every Sunday. He strengthens us and comforts us. He keeps us in true fellowship with him as well as each other. In the Word, Christ proclaims that your sins are forgiven. When we sing hymns, we're singing the Word together. In baptism, the water with the Word buried your sinful nature in Christ's death. You now have a new man who desires to listen to Christ and follow him. You receive the Savior's true body and blood in the Lord's Supper, as the words declare. We have fellowship with each other and Christ as we gather around the Word. There's no greater joy for the Apostle John than seeing the church gathered around each other and the Word. Gathering around God's Word is like gathering around a campfire. The closer you get, the warmer you'll become. The Word warms you. It encourages you. Live in the Word. Sin no longer. Some have the idea that since we're forgiven, it doesn't matter how much we sin, since we're forgiven. This is a false and dangerous teaching. Sin separates us from Christ. Sin breaks our fellowship with God and all believers in Christ. Christ forgave you. Avoid sin. Live a new life of faith. Even though we're one body in Christ, there are still times when we sin. That is because we still have a sinful nature. John explains, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." When we sin, we're sorry. We turn to God for forgiveness. We do this every Sunday during confession and absolution. Our forgiveness isn't dependent upon how many sins we can remember or how pious we are when we confess our sins. Instead, our confession is the result of faith. It is a work of God. It is only by God's grace that we recognize our sins and confess them. The holy and precious blood of Christ forgives you. Christ's blood keeps you in fellowship with God as well as fellow Christians. Our time gathered around the Word is only temporary. The Word assures us that just as Christ rose from the dead, we will rise too. We look forward to the day in heaven when we will no longer sin. We'll be unable to sin. And instead, we will live eternally in God's perfect light. Thanks be to God that Jesus isn't a ghost. He's both true God and true man in one person. He was visible and physically present with his disciples. Today, our resurrected Lord is revealed to us through the Word. He is revealed to sinners like us who need forgiveness. And if anyone tells you otherwise, the truth is not in them. The Word brings us into Christ's light. The Word keeps us in fellowship with Christ and his church. Gathered around the Word, we support one another. In fellowship with Christ, who rose from the dead, we gladly turn away from sin. Listen to the Word. Christ is present. He is revealed to you. Amen. Please stand. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.